And in this segment, after we have gone through the Super Bowl matchup, the Seahawks beating the Patriots, we've talked a lot of football. We're going to talk about the halftime show. And by the way, coming up at 8:40, Jesse the Usher will join us. He was the head usher for the halftime show yesterday.
Only the best for the Super Bowl.
So I'm sure he's got some stories for us. It was the most talked about halftime show ever. Now, the Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson was the most talked about halftime show afterwards, but leading into it, there was so much talk about the Bad Bunny halftime performance, and a lot of it was because it got really political.
Yeah.
I'm happy to report that the world didn't come to an end once the halftime show was over.
It was just the beginning of the end.
Some probably feel that way. And not being familiar with Bad Bunny's music, I can't sit here this morning and say that was the best halftime show I've ever seen because I wasn't familiar with the music. But in terms of the presentation, the stage, the setup,
the shrubbery,
the stories, the Easter eggs, the cameos, that was the most spectacular visual halftime show I've ever seen. And I thought the messaging, especially at the end and really throughout, I thought was great.
I did too, and I had the same feeling. I know who he is. I've heard some of his songs from time to time. Couldn't tell you much about him. I did find it curious from the second he was announced as the halftime performer. Outrage all across the country. What is this? Why don't we have Lee Greenwood out there singing about America? It just seemed very strange. And
so the controversy was that he has made some anti-America comments.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Well,
it was all over the map. I heard that, and sometimes he will dress like a woman. And some people, I think it was a way to dance around.
Gaga dressed as a man before?
It was a way of dancing around for, I think, y'all need to look in the mirror. If you had a big problem about him playing the halftime, well, I'm not. He sings in Spanish. And I think it was, the worst of us coming out and, well, he doesn't sing my favorite song, so therefore it sucks. We say it year after year, no matter who the halftime performer is, it may not be your cup of tea, but especially the direction they've gone here in the last few years, they try to get a big worldwide performer. And I was blown away. I didn't realize this until the pregame show last year. Do you know how many downloads he had?
Mm-mm.
He was the number one. He was the most downloaded artist I know.
19.5 billion in 1 year.
That's billion with two L's.
Billion. So
he's argue that he's not popular.
No, you can't make that argument. And yes, we have a lot of division in this country right now where we fight about everything from what we teach in school to, in this case, the halftime show. But I feel the same way. I didn't know what he was saying 99% of the time, but visually and the people who joined him, it was fine. The world didn't end. If you went and watched an alternate, then good for you. No one was being forced to watch it. And I think when the numbers come up, just like a lot of these other halftime shows, it'll show a spike in, hey, what's the halftime show? And I think he delivered.
Well, I have a very strong opinion on this halftime show because I was going into it and I was trying to make myself very neutral on it because I could feel part of me kind of rooting for him to do really well because I was like just annoyed with people who dismissed him without ever even watching it.
Right.
You know, I'm okay if you watched it and you hated it, but the old let's veto him before he's even had a chance, that bugged me. And so, but I could feel myself kind of getting biased towards wanting to like it, but I said, no, I'm not going to do that. If he sucks, I'm going to say that he sucks. And so you ready for the raw, unfiltered opinion?
Sure.
That'll make no one happy. I thought it was awesome. The music didn't do much for me. Like Giorgio, I don't know Spanish. I don't understand the lyrics. Even that type of music, I'm just not that familiar with, so I'm so uneducated on it, I can't tell you what's good and what's not in that genre. But I thought, just visually, I thought that it was so fantastic and so cinematic, and the cinematography of it was incredible. The performances of the extras on it were amazing.
Yes.
Like the facial expressions and the actors that he had acting out the scenes as he's walking through the diorama of life. I thought that that whole concept was just beautiful and
yeah.
transportive in the way that it felt like it was showing you the slice of life. And a set that they constructed in 7 minutes up on that field and could make the most of that space that they used, I thought it was an incredible technical achievement.
I did too. Like I said at the beginning, I thought the set and the presentation was the best I've ever seen of any halftime show. He is from Puerto Rico. Gordo, you asked what his problems were with America. He's anti the Trump administration. He's anti the ICE tactics.
Is he from Puerto Rican independence, maybe?
And yeah, maybe.
The people who don't like him, they love Puerto Rico being part of America?
What a lot of people fail to realize is that he's an American citizen. So many people were saying this foreigner, I'm not going to watch a foreigner perform the halftime show, yet I don't remember similar outrage with the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, U2, Shakira, other foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't this outrage. But a lot of people went to that. Aren't we also all about free speech? So if he's anti the ICE tactics, doesn't he have a right to say that? If he's anti this administration, doesn't he have an American right to say that as a citizen?
Absolutely.
And so I didn't understand that. I thought it was comical. The Turning Points alternate halftime show featured the headliner Kid Rock. This was the all-American Christian halftime show.
Well,
and everybody dug up his 2001 song, Cool Daddy Cool, which contained the lyrics, don't pull this, young ladies, I like them underage. Some say that's statutory, but I say that's mandatory.
Mandatory.
That was the guy headlining the all-American Christian halftime show. Yeah,
Kid Rock has never represented what... conservative values. Are you kidding me?
Well, I think we've moved past conservative values
or
now.
Whatever you want to call it. It's just, I mean, and again,
school.
If that's what you wanted to see at halftime, more power to you. But yeah, no matter where you fall on this, and I'm so worn out on two things. That we, number one, we can't talk about it anymore. And if you say something one side or another, today we're just going to get lit up on both sides of it. But no matter who you are, you don't have just a little compassion for those who speak Spanish and those who are very fearful right now as our fellow human beings. Can we just all agree on that to a slight degree? And that to me was part of yesterday's halftime show that made it really good.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought, and here's, I'm going to get blasted for this, I'm not opposed to them bringing in the top guy in France or some other country. It's like, I thought it was kind of cool seeing like a whole bit of music that I probably wouldn't have been exposed to otherwise. And it just doesn't bother me that they're doing different things with the halftime show.
No.
And next year, if you want to have Lee Greenwood, I'm fine with that too, you know? And I'll judge it. And if Lee Greenwood has a really kick-ass cinematic halftime show, I'll tell you that too. I
didn't understand the criticism that he's not singing in English, therefore I don't like the show. Don't we all listen to an Italian opera and think it's beautiful, but
Mick
we don't
Jagger
understand
hadn't
the words?
Mick Jagger hasn't sung in English his whole career.
Right.
Thank you for knowing that. Bye.
Bye, do have any time.
All right, we have to talk about all of the Easter eggs that were in that presentation because it was truly amazing. The couple that was getting married in that show, they actually got married. They had invited Bad Bunny to their wedding. And he said, well, I can't make it to your wedding, but how about you guys come and get married during the halftime show?
How awesome is that?
How cool was that? That was an actual wedding taking place.
You know, and it didn't dawn on me that could be real until they cut the cake and went, that's real cake.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is a real wedding.
And then how about the moment where Bad Bunny got his Grammy and went over and gave it to a little boy? That little boy was Liam Ramos, the 5-year-old who was detained by ICE in Minneapolis.
I didn't realize that.
I thought I was told that was to symbolize that, but I didn't know it was actually him.
Yeah, it was. Wow. It was actually him.
They should have hired an actor to play him.
Then you had all the cameos. Lady Gaga was out there and she sang. Ricky Martin made an appearance. He looks exactly like he did 30 years ago.
No, I hadn't seen him in a while.
And his voice was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then Jessica Alba was dancing. She was one of the random dancers that they never really focused on. And when they showed those dancers the first time, I thought, gosh, she looks like Jessica Alba, but there's no way that's her. Sure enough, that was her.
So was Cardi B, and I never saw her, but apparently she was up there, and so was Carol G. So
and Pedro Pascal.
And Pedro Pascal.
How cool was it when he did the stage dive backwards, when he fell into the arms of the people who caught him? That was amazing.
And I thought it was cool when he fell through the house, the rooftop, and they cut to some pre-record there, but it's okay.
Yeah, that was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to do it that way.
He, from the beginning, he carried a football, and there were lots of comments about, hey, he's carrying it high and tight.
He's high and tight. He wasn't going to fumble.
The way you're supposed to.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Twitter follows is Super 70 Sports, and I retweeted this, but he, you know, because there's Bad Bunny with a football, and he's walking down the field. And Super 70 Sports tweeted, he's already gained more yards than the Patriots.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a pretty good ground game there at halftime.
And then at the very end, as he's walking off, he starts listing all of the countries in the two Americas, North America and South America. And he's going on this long list. He lists them all, even the United States and Canada. And then he holds up that football that reads, Together We Are America.
Yeah, united message.
I thought that was great.
I was. Now, here's me being a little bit childish and annoyed. I was a little annoyed he'd give us one English phrase. Like, I always like it when the guy struggles through English, you know, if he's French or whatever, German and everything. And even have a happy football. That counts as at least reaching out to football fans. But, yeah, and I always like it when an American tries to learn that when they visit and play Germany and they try to do Ich bin ein Berliner, or whatever John F. Kennedy said.
Yeah.
You always try to throw in a little local language.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Hey, I think we do have that cut of him in his pregame interview, Bad Bunny, when he was asked, maybe we do, maybe we don't. But he was asked about, hey, what do you want to accomplish here? And what he said was basically what we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. Regardless of what language you speak, I hope the language we all speak, I'm paraphrasing here, is music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was his way of saying this may not be your favorite music, but hopefully something will register with you and you'll find it interesting. And I thought it was certainly that.
Okay, I'm getting a couple P1s saying that was not Liam Ramos, the little boy.
Okay, so it was a symbolic.
It was supposed to be an actor playing him, to symbolize him.
Yeah.
Boy, that would have been way cooler if that had actually been him.
Yeah, missed opportunity. We should put Craig in charge of the any Bad Bunny future productions.
That kid's traveled enough over the last couple of months or so. But, yeah, I think what he set to accomplish, I think he did. And you talk about pressure. Has any halftime performer felt more pressure than him based on all the outcry and all the controversy?
No, and it didn't look like it fazed him.
No, he seemed cool as a cucumber up there.
We don't have the numbers in yet. It's being estimated there were 135 million viewers. It may break a record. You never know. There may have been enough people boycotting it where it didn't break a record.
Maybe.
So it'll be interesting to see that. The Turning Points halftime claim they had 5 million viewers for Kid Rock singing about sleeping with underage girls. So we'll see what the final numbers end up being there. I'm not sure he did that song, but that's one of his songs. So not sure about that.